Okay, here we go. I'm going to read it. Because, see, this is so important. It's I'm going to start at verse 3. Okay. I'm going to start at verse 3. I pray a release of God's blessing. I pray a release of the blessing of God, undeserved kindness, and total well-being that flow from Father God, flow from our Father God, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He has he's the anointed Messiah who offered himself as a sacrifice for our sin. He has taken us out of this evil world system. I'll say it again. He has taken us out of this evil world system and set us free through our salvation, just as God desired. All glory. All the glory will go to God alone throughout time and eternity. All right. This gospel, look what God said. When you got saved, he took you out of this evil world system. What is in this evil world system? Death, poverty, sickness, disease, broken home, broken life, broken dream, destruction, evil, disasters, catastrophe. You've been taken out of this system, being homeless, being broke, being lonely, being depressed, being bound. You've been taken out of this world system. And the enemy will tell you, well, you're supposed to be depressed. Everybody else. No, I don't. I've been taken out. You're supposed to be broke. You're supposed to be crazy. That's crazy. I've been taken out of this world system. I'm in a system that's got a sound mind, peace and joy, heal and hope. What did he say? That the blessing of God may flow to us, total well-being. And this is why Jesus said, praise the Lord. He wanted to employ some more people to help him spread this good news to the world. Because the world has been deceived and many church people are deceived. To think God want to put something on you and make you hurt and call you to suffer and just hang on and try to fight and struggle for life. That is not my God. He loves you. He paid the price so you could be with him. He joined you to himself so you could have everything he got. Made you an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You think you have to try to figure out, how can I make it out of this situation? How can I get free? What can I do? I got to figure out something to do so I can survive. No, you need to come to him and find out what he's done. He's already fixed it. It's already done. You're already free. I don't care how you feel. The truth is, you've been set free. What it is, you got them to come to know it. And once you know it, can't nobody take it from you. That's the reason people act like they do. live like they do. They don't know they've been set free. They don't know that God loved them. They don't know he has healed them. Hallelujah. You can't find nowhere Jesus went out to destroy people. Nowhere. He went out to save them. Now he will deal with the wicked and the ungodly, because he said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Amen. But for you that love him, you that come to him, nothing but good. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear what he told me to say. He said, and I got thinking about it. He said, I want you to bring this up before this thought. How is it that my children have more faith in the devil to make them sick and put something on and keep them sick, and it amazed them when I heal them? But they accept sickness right away. I got this. I got this. But when it come down to heal, I don't know if God will do it. He said, here they are, my children, have more faith in the one that I delivered them from than the one, and I have brought them to me. They got more faith in the one they've just been delivered from than the one that have brought them into. I have brought you into my kingdom, but you have more faith in being sick and keeping the sickness, staying broke, staying wherever trouble you in, depressed. You got, I'm depressed. I just don't know where I'm going. And he said, here it is. You're not depressed. You're not sick. You've been healed. You belong to me. I've joined you to myself. Can I talk to y'all? I've joined you to myself. I made you just like me. You are my child. You're in this body. And you, and I said in my word, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. I'll do it by the same spirit that's dwelling on the inside of you. I will quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. But he said, how is it? This gospel has been distorted. It has been, people have been telling lies about it. Saying God is putting that on you to teach you something. God don't need the devil to help him to do anything. God and the devil is not buddies, nor are they friends. The last time I read the Bible, it said Satan is an enemy of God. If he's God's enemy, that means he's mine too. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So I'm not going to agree, nor will I fellowship with, nor will I put up with. I'm going to stand my ground and resist the devil. I'm not going to compromise the word of God. I'm not going to decide to ease off and just sort of smooth it over. I'm going to tell it the best I know by the power of God that God is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is a savior. And he remained true to his word to every person in every generation that walked this earth. I don't care how you got here. You might have got here through rape. You might have got here some other. I don't know how you. But if you're here, God loves you. He will change your life. He'll fix you up.